In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we celebrate the feast day of St. Charles Borromeo, do you know something about St. Charles Borromeo? He's an amazing saint, isn't he? He's a great saint. He's a saint who is the patron saint of Catholic education. And so that's why the intentions for today's Mass are for all of our catechists, but also for all of our students, that they may grow in the faith. You see, the great difficulty that faced the Church prior to the time of the Second Vatican Council, in our current day, was that of the Protestant Rebellion. In the Protestant Rebellion, they started the errors that went on during that time. Martin Luther went off in his own way, inspired by the evil that was within his own self, and founded a new church and broke the Church of Christ and dealt her a very difficult blow in a time where she was dealing with great evils in her own self. And at that time, what happened? The Church, in order to answer the real reforms, was already beginning those reforms, but that spurred her to see that her children, even her priests, had no idea what it is that they were doing. And so it was important to found schools, to found, especially make sure that every priest went through a rigorous formation in seminary, especially going through philosophy and theology in accordance with the Church, and especially holding onto the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas, who is later to be known as the Eternal Doctor, the Forever Doctor, because not because he's always perfect and right. I mean, he got it wrong on the Immaculate Conception that we just proclaimed in the Divine Praises there. He didn't think that that was possible. He didn't get that. But the Church has always said that when you stick to St. Thomas, you're going to err less. You're going to make fewer errors than you will with anybody else. So stick with him. Stick with him, a great man of faith and a philosopher and a theologian. So when St. Charles Borromeo, he's talking to us, and he writes in his last time where he ever got to appear in the Council of Trent before he himself died, he turned to everybody and he said, "I'm old. I'm getting ready to die. I've done good in this. Let me give you some advice, because I hear this from my priests a lot." He says, "Do you have difficulty paying attention during Mass? Do you have difficulty when you're in prayer, focusing? Do you have a hard time really giving yourself to God when you want to give yourself to God?" Does that sound like any of us today? That describes my soul. So what does this great saint say? Mind you, he's not writing in the 1900s, the 2000s like we're in right now. He's writing way back in the 1500s. It's the same. So what does he say? He says, "Do you find it difficult when you're going in to enter into Mass or into prayer? Well, what were you doing right before you went into Mass? What were you listening to right before you went into prayer? When you were driving over here on your way to Mass, what music were you paying attention to? Was it some sort of music which isn't so good? Were they filling your mind with all sorts of mal pensamientos? What were you doing right before?" He says, if your soul has a little tiny spark of God's divine light which is illuminating it, just like a candle which is there, why would you fill the surrounding area around with the winds of the world that so can easily snuff it out? Rather, what you should do is to take that spark that God has given you of his divine life and of his own concentration and cover it, hold it close like you would a candle which is there to protect it from those winds. He asks the question, are you in charge of a parish? For you, we should say, are you in charge of forming a home, maintaining a home? Well, then why would you neglect the home of your own soul, the home which God seeks to make within your soul? Do not expend yourself, he says, so much so outside of that parish of your own soul, of that home of your own soul, so that you have nothing left for yourself. Don't think you have to be super mom or super grandma or superman outside the home, or woman doing all these things which are outside. Make sure you have something in reserva, por su mismo. Don't totally expend yourself for others so that you make yourself totally useless with regard to yourself. When we maintain the home of our own soul so that God can actually dwell within there, then we'll have plenty of things in reserva for everything else that our Lord has called us to do. The Lord wants to make a sweet home within our souls. St. Charles Borromeo was an old man, knowing that he was about to pass soon, but knowing that he was still had something more to give to the Church in this way, shared with us these same words. Let's take them to heart so that we can take Christ, who is here present in the Mass, deeply into our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And even in El Evangelio hoy, Jesús nos dice
que nos invitamos a, no invitamos a los que están con nosotros en la tierra que pueden pagarnos. Anoche lo hiciste, ¿no? Hiciste ron. Porque me enviaste a su casa. Me enviaste un sacerdote casi sin valor que comerá contigo. Jesús dijo en el lugar de invitar a los pobres, a los lisiados, a los cojos, a los ciegos. Santa María Teresa de Calcuta se dice en su vida, se vivió en este versículo del Evangelio muy hermosamente. Ella nos cuenta una historia sobre un hombre moribundo que fue encontrado tirado en la calle. Que trajeron a la casa de los moribundos de los misioneros de caridad, aunque tiene gusanos aterrándose en sus heridas. Apuesta muy mal. Era un desastre total. Pero las buenas hermanas le dijeron dignidad que nunca había conocido. Lo trataban como la realeza. En sus últimos momentos, con sus últimas respiraciones, este hombre exclamó: he vivido como un perro toda mi vida, pero ahora moriré como un ángel. Agradecimiento. A veces también tenemos oportunidades de ayudar otros en la extrema necesidad. A veces podemos ayudar a la persona que es espiritualmente pobre o lisiada. Alguien quien es deprimido. Alguien que piensa que tiene un atrevido físico que los hace poco atractivos, como apartados ortopédicas. O un nariz diferente, o una mancha. O alguien que simplemente no cree que puede volver a misa porque ha pesado un gran tiempo, o porque sus pecados se sienten tan pesados en su vida. Tal vez sea esa persona que siempre esté de mal humor, o esa otra que una vez difundió un rumor sobre mí. Recuerda las palabras de Jesús. ¿Qué dice Jesús? Jesús se dice: bendito seas por su incapacidad de pagarle. Interés propio versus la resurrección. El arzobispo Miguel, nuestro obispo que está en enfermedad hoy, siempre se dice solo decir esto sobre su mismo sacerdocio. Se dice: el pago es pésimo, pero los beneficios de jubilación estarán fuera de este mundo. Es la realidad de las personas que den su vida a Jesús, especialmente los monjas, los monjos, los sacerdotes. El interés propio se trata de obtener el pago positivo aquí y ahora. El verdadero amor y la caridad no mantienen una tarjeta de puñante para acercarse que vale la pena. No estamos viviendo por la eternidad. Pidemos al Señor que nos dé un mejor idea, panorama general, para que ver esas buenas acciones no correspondidas son las mejores. Entonces, padres del mundo, animate. Animate, sus sacrificios realmente encontrarán su recompensa, tal vez hoy o mañana, pero ciertamente en la resurrección de los justos. Dios nunca olvida ni siquiera una taza de agua fría que se da a los necesitados por amor de Él. En este momento, busquemos ir y hacer lo mismo. Dios sabe cómo pegarnos mejor. No en esta vida, pero con una vida eterna con Él. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.